Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs, and no, I'm not going to sing that. What's wrong with that, though? Paul McCartney asked. Nothing really, but today, with Valentine's Day approaching, we're going to hear about some probably not so silly classical music that embodies love and nature. And to do that, I'm joined by our musical expert from across the river at Carnegie Mellon University, Rob Fallon. He specializes in music and nature. Thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
So you had kind of a theme you were looking at calling this segment.
Yeah, I wanted to call it Shepherds in Love. I think it's interesting to ask why shepherds so often seem to fall in love and how music can depict their romance as well as their being so very close to nature.
You have George Crumb, kind of a hometown boy in a way, from Charleston,
Virginia. I'm glad you know that, yeah. And not only is he from West Virginia, but he spent most of his career in Pennsylvania, teaching at the University of Pennsylvania, and lives here now. This is from George Crumb's first book of madrigals, and he's quoting a line from Federico Garcia Lorca. And in translation, the
Spanish
line...
Spanish poet.
Yes. In the translation, the line is, "To see you naked is to remember the earth." Mm. Can I say that on the radio?
You can.
Thank you.
You did.
Oops. And so there are two very different things going on here. You have a kind of sensuality in the solo vocal line. It's very long-lined and kind of languorous and brings you in, and it sort of snakes around and is kind of sexy. And then out of nowhere, the singer makes these kind of pops and shrieks, and it seems like it's incongruous until you remember what she's singing. She's singing, "To see you naked," and that's the sensual part, is to remember the earth, and that's that kind of materiality of the voice and the body. Let's give that a listen.
Good stuff. I actually find that a little hard to listen to. Kind of cacophonic for my ears. Screechy. Not my favorite.
It's all over the map. It's true. But how about the sensual parts? Do those sound kind of, you know, that... Which is the vocal.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That, like you mentioned, the snaky kind of almost Middle Eastern dance element to it.
Yeah, yeah. Just sort of wallowing in a kind of a thought, a very pleasant thought.
On to Mr. Cantaloube.
This is an arrangement of a folk song that Cantaloube collected in his region of France where he's from. He's from the Auvergne, and this is in a collection called Songs of the Auvergne. This is the most famous song from that collection is called Bayolero. And what you have here is a shepherdess calling across the river to the shepherd, wanting to be with her lover, but unable to get there because of the river. So verse after verse after verse, she calls out to him. And so there's a kind of longing and a long-held lines and a stasis. Mm. But you also hear some wind.
I got to say, though, when I feel like I'm longing, I do not feel like I'm in stasis. It feels very off balance.
Well, the sense of time might slow down if you're in love a little bit. You know, if you're contemplating your lover, you know, it can be agonizing in a way to be apart. I think you can hear that in this piece. You can also hear some traditional folk instruments, a kind of double reed flavor to the background, and drones, long-held notes that are typical of music from the country, at least in, you know, pre-industrial times.
Mm-hmm.
lovely female vocalist there.
That's Victoria de Los Angeles.
Did you want to add anything about that piece?
Well, I was just hoping it would put people in the mood for Valentine's Day.
Happy St. Valentine's Day, Rob.
Thanks. You too, Jennifer.
Rob Fallon is a professor of music with Carnegie Mellon University, and he focuses on music and nature. And we've been talking about music inspired by love and nature. And now that you've heard the samples and gotten the lowdown from Rob, I'd like to invite you, the listener, to go to our Facebook page to add your two cents about the pieces you hear today or your favorite music encompassing love and nature. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan. This is The Allegheny Front.